Hey, welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, episode 98. This episode is brought to you by... Hey, friends. Hey, conquerors. Welcome to the show. And I am happy to be here with you once again to share with you different steps you can take to create a life you love. There's nothing like living a life that you hate. And this year, we're going to put an end to all of that. We're going to put an end to a life that you hate. We're going to put an end to a life that is so boring. You don't know what to do with yourself. We're going to put an end to laziness and unproductivity. We will create that life that you really relish, and you really wake up each and every day wondering what is next, because you are enjoying every moment of it. So many times people get stuck in their lives because they are looking at the small picture. They are being very specific as to what they should accomplish and what they should do in their lives. And they get caught up because they don't have a grand vision for themselves, right? They don't have that grand, long-term vision for their life. So at times, they get really stuck in the everyday specific things that they have to do, things that really don't move the needle into your life. Okay? Things that don't move the needle into your life. I know it might need to be done, but it's not necessarily a needle mover. So in order for you to really see what's very important for you to engage in every single day, to pour in your time and your resources each and every day, you have to create a vision that propels your life forward. A vision that propels your life forward is a vision that is based on values, on feelings, and the big picture. You want to take step back a little bit and see what that big picture of your life look like. You're not looking at the minute details. You are looking at the big picture. So I have a few questions for you to ask yourself. And if you sit down 5 to 15 minutes, you can most likely, if you really dedicate the 5 to 10 minutes to writing, you can actually create a compelling vision to propel your life forward. You can do that. And it will give you a very big picture of what your life should look like. And then you will step back and take the steps necessary for you to get to that big picture. We have to understand that our happiness is in how we feel each and every day, and the energy that we embodies each and every day. That energy is going to propel you forward to act on that vision. But if that vision is not clear to you, if it's not displayed where you can see it every day, then you will miss it. You will get stuck and you will wonder, what am I here to do? What am I here to do with my life? Or why is it that I'm not accomplishing what I've always wanted to do? So here are the questions. First of all, you have to ask yourself the question, what do I want to feel? What do you want to feel? Jot a few words down. How do you want to feel each and every day? Because we know if you feel good, you will act productively. You will do more than you would otherwise do. I know when I'm happy, when I'm in that state of mind where I feel exhilarating and I feel like I am content and happy with what I'm pursuing, my life, the way it's going, I am more active in my life. I take action. I do things, even things that I'm uncomfortable with, things that I don't like, but I know will move my business forward, will move my relationship forward, will move whatever goal that I have forward, because, you know, where you focus, that's where your energy will flow. Okay? So what do you want to feel? How is it that you want to feel each and every day? Number two, what do I want to be doing each day? Big picture, what do I want to be doing each day? Do you want to be writing each day? Do you see yourself getting up, you take a walk, you do your meditation, you come back and you start writing for 3-4 hours a day. You write articles, you write books, you create courses, whatever it is that you do. Do you see yourself recording videos all day? Do you see yourself making calls every day, sales calls every day? Do you see yourself meeting with people each and every day? Do you see yourself designing, drawing, painting, singing, dancing, whatever it is? What do you want to be doing each and every day? Big picture. Don't complicate it. You don't have to overthink it. Whatever comes to your mind, most likely that's it. If you've been thinking about something forever and ever and ever, and it keeps coming back, it's a recurring theme in your mind, then there is something there. You should pay attention to it. Number three, who do I want to be with? Oh my gosh, that is so important, because the people that you are around, you are with, they can make you or break you. They either will pour into you or they will take away from you. They will either lift you up or put you down. They will either be on the same page with you or not. So the people around you, who you want to be around, is very significant. Because these people are the ones who's going to be pushing you, who's going to be guiding you, who's going to be answering your questions, who's going to be consoling you when you need it. And when you make your list, if you see it's not that, then, and maybe you just want to be around your family. Maybe you're a stay-at-home mom and you want to be with your family, but you want to be able to have the time to work your business during the day when your child is sleeping. Maybe you want to be able to do that. You want to have more time for your family. That's important. And number four, how do I want to spend my time? How do I want to spend my time? Okay, like for me, I spend a lot of my time with my family. I want to be there for my kids, their social activities. I want to be there. I don't want to be an absent parent. And I mean, I was at my son's senior night and I saw they were honoring the seniors who are about to graduate, and they needed the parents and the family to come and support the kids. And there was a young man, one of my son's teammates. He had no parents. No one to walk with him. So the coaches had to walk with him. And I can see the pain in his face. I can see the pain in his face. And that's the very pain I do not want to see in my children's face. So from early on, I made a point to be there. And if that meant losing money, losing opportunities, that I was okay with that, because the most important thing to me was for me to be with them. And it's still for me to be with them. So I want to spend that time with them. And then I want to spend that time really creating content that will inspire people to better their lives, to take action, to forgive, to heal themselves from trauma, to open up their business, and to really step out there and know that whatever they put their mind to, they can achieve. And I definitely want to be an advocate for that. So I do that by writing books and writing articles and doing podcasting and doing videos on social media and things like that. Because when I spend time like that, I feel empowered, inspired myself to actually change my own life. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. That doesn't mean I know every step there is and I follow all of them. No, I don't. So many times I share with you guys, I've fallen short so many times. And it's okay. We are human beings. We will fall short no matter how high you go. And that's why it's important to be humble. So when you need the help, you can ask for the help. But if you answer the four questions, you will start to get some clarity on your vision, and you will start propelling your life forward, because every action you will take from this day forward will be based on these four questions. What do I want to feel? What do I want to to be doing each day? Who do I want to be with? Who do I want to be with or spend my time with? And how do I want to spend my time? How do I want to spend my time? So I want you to take a few minutes, answer them as completely as you can or as briefly as you can. You may start briefly, just a few sentences. And then if you want to go into details later on, you can. But when you're done doing that, I want you to print it out. I want you to, if you want to be artistic with it, that's fine. You can decorate it. But I am here for the simple. Imperfectly, you know, I would probably write it on a sheet of paper and put it on my mirror or put it somewhere on the wall where I could see it every day in my office. So I can be reminded every day, this is my grand, compelling vision that when I work it every single day, it will propel my life forward. I will not be able to help it, but focus on the needle movers in my life. Because I know that I am working on a vision of my life. I've decided what that is. So my work, my resources, my efforts will be focused on just that. And when you don't really box yourself into doing something very specific, you give yourself that freedom to move. You allow God to guide you so that when opportunities come, you can be open to it. You will know exactly what you should engage in, what you should not. If an opportunity comes in and it does not propel your vision forward, then guess what? It's not for you. You can move on. So when you have a compelling, grand, big picture vision of your life, it makes it so much easier to really choose the activities and make decisions for your life. Okay? So that's your work. That's your homework. You need to get it done if you want to really make a difference in your life this year and many years after. Okay? Until then, I want you to know that you are unstoppable, and anything and everything you put your mind to, you can achieve. Until next time. So much for listening. I so appreciate you. If you find this episode helpful in any way, please forward it to a friend, share the link on social media, and let them know that they can create a compelling vision for their lives. Also, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star rating and a 5-star review. We are trying to grow this podcast and we need your help. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show.